Hey, this is Q, the cash gifting expert. They just want money. Who am I talking about? Everybody coming into the home-based business industry, most of the people coming in, 95%, if not more, they're not entrepreneurs, and most of them don't even realize it. They think that just because they can jump into a network marketing deal for a couple of $100 and then say, hey, I'm in business, they think they're an entrepreneur, but they're not. The fact is, more than 95% of the people, they're not entrepreneurs. They just want to make money. They're looking for extra money from home because they're probably in debt. I talk to people all the time, hey, Q, I'm $40,000 in debt. I signed up a guy recently who's told me he was $200,000 in debt. These people need money. They need money right now. They don't need someone playing games with them. They don't need any BS. They want to get from A to Z with no BS in between. They need money right now. They don't have time to learn the art of doing business. Let me give you an example. Just because you're a technician who knows how to do a certain job, it doesn't mean that you're an entrepreneur. To give you an example, let's say you're a guy who is a barber. You work in a barbershop, okay? There's an owner of the barbershop who also does what you're doing, cuts people's hair. He styles their hair, right? But just because you're a barber and you get tired of your boss and say, hey, I'm going to go out and open up my own barbershop, right? And now you go out and open up a barbershop, just because you know how to cut hair, that doesn't make you an entrepreneur, because guess what? Now you have a whole new set of problems. What do you got now? Now you got to know how to negotiate a lease on property, right? Because now you got to open up a shop, right? You need a shop. So now you got to know how to negotiate that, right? Now you have to pay those bills every month. So you got to be good at keeping those bills paid, the rent, the gas and electric, your phone bill, things like that, right? Security. Then on top of that, you got to know how to market, right? Because if you're just dependent on traffic walking past your shop, you're not going to survive. So you need to know how to advertise. You need to know how to market your business to constantly keep that clientele flowing through the door. But if you're not an entrepreneur, you're not going to know how to do that, because all you know how to do is give people a haircut. It's a very, very, very big difference. There are a bunch of people right now who they want to fire their boss and open up something on their own just because they know how to do a certain job. They don't understand that there are three types of people, and there's three types of personalities. You have the entrepreneur, you have the manager, and you have the technician. The entrepreneur is the guy or the lady that has the genius, right? They are the ones who are constantly dreaming up the next big thing for the company, right? They're dreaming up the marketing campaigns. They're always dreaming up the big ideas to push the company forward, right? Then you have a manager. The manager is the one that runs behind the entrepreneur to try to organize everything, because the entrepreneur doesn't have time for that. The entrepreneur wants to be creative, dream up the big things that are going to bring in the money. So the manager runs behind the entrepreneur, cleaning up behind the entrepreneur to keep things organized. Behind the manager, you have the technician. The manager also manages the technician. The technician does what? The technician just does the boring work, and the technician is just happy doing the work. They don't want to know anything else after their 9 to 5. They don't take the business home with them. They just do the work 9 to 5, and that's it. See, you have a lot of people who are technicians jumping into the home-based business industry, and they think they're entrepreneurs, and they're not. Most of the people coming through the door, like I said, more than 95%, they just want money. They don't want to call leads back, you know, set up 800 number voicemails. They don't want to advertise. They don't want to have to deal with that. They don't want to get on conference calls and get trained. They don't want to do mailings. They don't want to do anything. They just want money. They want it easy, easy, easy. And if you don't have a system set up like that for them, then guess what? They're going to fail, and your organization ultimately is going to fail, because you're not going to be able to build one. It's going to be non-existent. So what did I learn coming through the door my first 3.5 years? I mean, recently, I've had 8 straight years of solid major success. But before that, my first 3.5 years coming into the business, I failed miserably because I didn't think this way. See, what took me from zero to $400,000 in 1 year, from zero, I was on welfare, sleeping on my mother-in-law's living room floor. What took me from zero to $400,000 in a year was learning that people don't care about lotions and potions and pills and phone cards and water purifiers and all of that stuff. They don't care about the products. They only jump into a traditional network marketing company to get to the pay plan, to max out the pay plan. The only way they can get to the money is that they have to get the products. So they say, I'll get the water purifiers. I'll get the pills and lotions and potions and phone cards or whatever. I'll just stock it, put it in my garage. They never use it. They don't believe in the products. They only do it to get to the money. So what we do is we take out all the BS. There are no products. This is purely cash-driven. EchoStarving Hunter is purely cash-driven. That's what cash gifting is all about. We take out the products. We get straight to the cash. We give people a very easy system where they don't have to be entrepreneurs to make money. All they have to know how to do is point and shut their mouth. Point to the system and shut your mouth. Hey, can you mail out a postcard with a referral ID number on it? Right? Someone looks at the postcard, they get excited, they go to the website, they subscribe for more information, they're getting my updates, right? And now they're reviewing all the information. When they got questions, who do they call? They call me. I'm your team leader. I answer all the hard questions, right? I walk them through the paperwork. You just get the money. You get a call from me. I send you an email. Hey, guess what? Got another tracking number for you. Got another $1,000 on the way to you. You got another $5,000 on the way to you. Another $12,500 on the way to you. That's what people want. This is Q. Take care.